It's down there. Around 288,000 producing natural gas wells exist in the United States today. The gas is usually brought up through a pipeline system thousands of feet down. Natural gas also finds its way up through the earth, Mother Nature exhaling, if you will. And one of the earliest known and most historical gas springs is located in Bristol, New York.
There's a lot of it coming up through here. The water's gone down, but you see it?
Anywhere there's bubbles.
Any place there's bubbles.
Over 350 years ago, back in 1669, the French explorer La Salle sought to follow a great river now known as the Ohio. At that time, the river was believed to lead a direct path into the Gulf of California. From Canada, his quest led through the western New York area, including a side trip to visit the Seneca Indian camp and the notorious Place Where Water Burns. But Bristol's town historian, Helen Fox, says it was all a scam. While La Salle waited for an okay from the councils of chiefs to seek his waterway to the Pacific Ocean, the Senecas planned to entertain and distract the party, then send them on their way.
La Salle did come here looking for the Northwest Passage, which they really weren't anxious to show him. It was their land, their hunting ground and type of thing. So as a diversionary tactic, they brought him here to see this.
This was a day trip for them. They, with some guides, they came down to the Burning Springs. They basically had a hot dog roast down at the lower gas area there in the creek. And by hot dog, I meant they literally cooked the dog over the fire. And then later that day or later the next day, whatever, they continued this trip to discover the Mississippi and all the other things that La Salle did.
That's Alan Jones. He grew up on the Burning Spring property and as part owner today gets back now and then and at times to greet the carloads of tourists who visit the spring. Jones leads today's group to the actual site where La Salle and a couple of Jesuit missionaries observed the natural phenomenon.
There we go.
Long ago, flames from the escaping methane reached the tops of trees. Today's exhibition yields a blast of flame measuring up about a foot from the water. Just tossing a match on the stream ignites the gas.
And this won't go out until
the gas stops running or somebody
comes by with rain.
When I was a kid, there was this stuff people would light them that stayed lit up here for a month at a time. We'd have to come up and put the damn things out.
Really?
It's a natural chemical reaction. Methane gas emanates from all decaying organic material. Most scientists believe that decomposed ancient plants and animals were buried, then over time mixed in with layers of mud, rock, and sand. Pressure and heat from the earth then takes over, producing petroleum and natural gas. The gas is often sheltered below the earth's surface by rock layers or reservoir-type pockets. Even though it's a naturally produced product, methane has been associated with the problems of global warming.
If you read the headlines of the paper, you know it's true. The world is full of methane, and I'm not going to carry that any further than that.
Philip Hewitt is Professor Emeritus of Geology at the State University College at Brockport, New York. He says everything from belching cows to rotting rice fields and smelly trash heaps add methane into the atmosphere.
You can just think about it, about your fish's aquarium and what's happening in there. It's the organisms are dying, some of them, and they're dropping down their waste, and that stuff is going to decay. And that's going to produce the disgusting odor, which is why you have a pump in there and a filter to try to keep it clean. Otherwise, it'll kill everything in there eventually because it's deadly.
Methane, or CH4, is the most common hydrocarbon gas. It's colorless and naturally odorless. The gas company adds a foul smell as a safety measure. A little over 100 years ago, as gas companies were prospecting gas pockets around the Burning Spring, many residents wanted to do without the new technology. Helen Fox.
Maybe 1890s, when gas lights became popular in the cities and there was no electricity here. They were using kerosene lamps and that type of thing. And so the farmers would come out with pitchforks, literally, to stop them because this was the work of the devil. They had no idea what it was.
In Bristol Township today, only about 20% of the homes have been hooked up for commercial gas delivery. But most Americans have exercised their demons. Around one quarter of energy consumption in the U.S. is by way of natural gas. Geologists say existing supplies in the earth should last well into the distant future. Just a few yards away from Bristol's Burning Spring, a well dating back to the Civil War shows no signs of stopping, gauging a steady 3.25 pounds pressure of methane coming into the farmhouse. Plenty for cooking and heating. At the Burning Spring in Bristol, New York, I'm Bill Flynn.